WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazz Nation's 204 in the morning. Here on the East Coast, that is. Teaneck, New Jersey, serving the New York City metro area. And we are streaming live at WFDU.FM all over the world. Shout out to my people over there in London. Global Light Revival Church. I'll get to y'all in a minute. Shout out to the island of Bermuda. First Church, Bishop Lamb. Also First Church, Engel Street. Pastor Ronnie Smith, I'll get to y'all in just a second as well. But I have a couple of people on hold at the moment, and I don't want to keep them too long. First of all, have my main man on hold right here. He's coming on the line. Fantastic bassist, producer the whole nine yards. This is Bernard Bell, y'all. What's going on, Nard?
Man, what's going on, sir? How are you?
Doing all right, partner. Man, thanks for
calling. This is wonderful.
Okay. You at home? You in the studio, man? What you doing?
Man, I'm about to take it down, bro. I can't keep these hours no more, man.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Too late. It's 2 in the morning, man.
Okay, man. How's Sister Regina doing?
She's doing good, man. I talked to her yesterday. We were talking about getting together for Thanksgiving, so I'm going down to Atlanta so she can put it down for real. Gina can put it down in the kitchen.
I know that's right.
Gina Bell puts it down.
Okay. Wait, I'm looking forward to working with you, man. We keep passing each other like this. We live too close.
We keep saying that, too.
I know. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Trust me. But I'm going to get you on right now because we have another special guest on hold right now, and that is the one and the only Sister Kim Burrell.
Oh, my God. I love her first album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I love Kim Burrell. There are three gates in the... Oh, God, I love that song. Kim, I love you, Kim Burrell. I played for you last year when you did the Christmas concert in Newark for Yolanda Grace.
Yes.
And I just love her. She is so, so awesome. Give me a shout-out, Kim, because I love you.
That's Bernard Bell, Kim. And she's going to be in our area next month, man. She's coming to Jazz at Lincoln Center. She's going to do a fantastic concert over at the Rose Theater. So she'll be telling you about it in just a second. So you want to stay tuned for that, all right, partner?
I definitely will. Definitely will. Definitely will. Big shout out to my pastor. We have broke ground on our church, Community Baptist Church in Englewood, New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
And they have pouring cement on the foundation, and our steel beams are coming in the end of this month, man. So the building is going up. We're excited. And everything is going good, man.
Excellent. Excellent. Good to hear that, man. I know y'all have been ministering over there, having a church service over at Bergen Pack, right?
Yeah, okay. Bergen Pack. Reverend Dr. Lester Taylor is my pastor. We've been having service at the Bergen Pack in Englewood, New Jersey on Van Brunt Street. Two services, 7:30 and 10 every Sunday morning. Come on, get some, y'all.
Sounds good, man. Hey, that's Poogie Bell in the background. That boy's killing it. Killing it, Poogie.
You always got some in the background wearing me out. Always.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you for too long, man. I know you got to get your beauty sleep in there. But what do you have coming up, man?
One more thing. I just did Saturday, man. Played some bass and co-produced a little thing for Stephanie Minnissey and a choir called Jubilation.
Oh, yeah, we know it very well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome choir, very anointed choir. And if you love church, if you love the gospel, you're going to love this record. Awesome record. Reverend Minnissey is awesome. Big shout-out to Reverend Stephanie Minnissey. It's going to be an awesome project. Look forward probably early spring 2010.
Okay. All right, we're going to look out for it, man.
All right, bro.
Nard. Thank you, partner.
Big shout out, Kim Burrell. Love you, girl.
Hey, man, get on Ray Chu. He's supposed to be coming up in here soon, man. He keeps telling me he's coming up, but I haven't heard from him yet.
I was with Ray today. I'm going to definitely tell him.
Smack him up the backside of his head, all right, for me?
I'll do that, brother.
And if you run into Andre Gill, tell him as well. He's supposed to be in here, too.
Well, I'm going to tell Bernard Bell, too, because he's supposed to be up in there, too, because... I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying, you know? All right, Bernard, man. But we'll catch up with each other real soon, okay?
Okay, man.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, brother.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. Bernard Bell right here on Gospel Jazz Nation. WFDU 89.1 FM, and we are streaming live at WFDU.FM. Shout out to Guy Vergeer. A lot of people are all excited about Gospel Jazz Nations tonight. It's good to be back after 2 weeks. Again, thanks to Brother JP for holding it down for me for the past 2 weeks. And a lot involved. And I'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes. Again, shout out to the Global Light Revival Church in London, and also to Pastor Eric Azaya. Congratulations to you. You got married on that Sunday to Sister Bonnie, and they went up to Scotland for the honeymoon. And I want to thank Brother Reginald Girard, his lovely wife Olivia, and Denzel for hosting me and just showing me all around town. London is a beautiful place, man, and I have all those pictures up on Facebook. I got to get those videos up soon, man. Just not enough time in the day, I'm telling you. And shout out to Sophia Dyer and Pastor Ron Smith out there in Bermuda, opening up for Tony Robinson. She did a fantastic job on Saturday night. Congratulations to you, Tony. And she just may be opening up or singing for the Queen next week. Yes, that's right. Queen of England is stopping by Bermuda next week for 3 or 4 days or so. And shout out to the Bermuda Board of Tourism. Good to see all of y'all there. And Sister Valerie Lita Ferbert. But I'll get to all of that in just a second, because I don't want to keep this young lady on hold any longer. Fantastic vocalist. Y'all know her. You know her style. You know her vocal skills. Anointed woman, and just all around, just a good person. I'm telling you, she's for real, y'all. And you can catch her coming up in December at Lincoln Center. She's going to tell you all about that right now. Sister Kim, how you doing, girl?
I am fantastic. Thank you. How about you?
Doing pretty good. I told you, man. I'm so looking forward to you having your own radio show, girl, because you have some skills. I heard you.
You did.
I remember. Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. Any vehicle I can actually walk into and ride it on out to do kingdom work is worth it all.
Yes, 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 indeed. And I understand my Aunt Gwen has been going over to, of course, the Koja Convention for a number of years, and she saw you there, and y'all had a wonderful time out there in Memphis last week.
Indeed. Indeed, we did. For several days, I was there from October 31st until seemingly, it feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
Almost a few weeks. Had a really good time there.
That's good. That's good. And y'all heading to St. Louis next year, right?
You know it. Louis. You're on it. Absolutely.
I'm on that, girl. Come on, man. Well, tell us all about, a lot of people are interested and excited about you coming back here to the New York City area next month. So tell us all about it.
Well, first and foremost, I will be there at the very beginning of the month because I am closing my end of the year Ephesians 4 conference right there in the Bronx, December 3, 4, 5. I will be there at Pastor Michelle White Haynes Church at the Greater Faith Church there. Oh, my God, am I excited to share with the Pastor Hezekiah Walker and my good friend Brother James Hall and so many others. And Pastor John Guns from Florida will be with us, Dr. John Guns, that is, and Pastor T. Angelo Hill, who is one of the most awesome preaching machines, I like to call him, but he's my brother from Albany, Georgia. And, of course, it seems as if once I get to New York, I'm just going to stay there because I'll be there the following weekend as well.
Nice.
For Kim Burrell, it was a gospel jazz, gospel Christmas, rather, at Jazz at Lincoln Center. So we're looking forward to that. I'm telling you, 3 days of a glorious time in closing out our conference, just reminding people of the greater inside of them. You know, Ephesians 4 means so very much to me because I know it's a God thing. And it has changed the lives of many people, many great testimonies. You know, they were able to feature it on a couple of television shows. And my good friend Ty Trebette came through, and Dunham McClurkin and Jonathan Nelson and, oh, my God, so many others. Ted Wynn and Bobby Jones all came and shared with me. And it's one of those times where we're just going to have a great time together, December 3, 4, 5, there in New York.
All right. And that place again is?
Is the Greater Faith Church, Pastor Michelle White Haynes in the Bronx.
In the Boogie Down.
Yeah. And those who like the computer, go to www.ephesians4.net.
Nice, nice. And again, the dates for the Jazz at Lincoln Center, the Gospel Christmas Concert.
It will be December 11th and 12th.
December 11th and 12th. Now, I'm going to come to one of those dates. I believe it's going to be the 12th. I definitely want to be a part of that and see you on that, girl.
Fantastic. Trust me, last year was incredible.
I heard.
Incredible, man. I mean, we had so much fun, and this year I'm going to hang out with Mr. Leon Lacey and his orchestra, And, man, it's going to be incredible. Leon and I have been talking back and forth. And it's always great renditions of Christmas songs with a gospel twist. And it's going to be fun, as it was last year, but a different thing with the orchestra there. So we're looking forward to it. A lot of people are really into Leon. He's a young, innovative cat.
Yes.
Oh, man, the boy's talented.
He's very talented. I used to open up for Leon about 10, 15 years ago on a regular basis out there in the Bronx. And he's just an untapped musician that people need to know a lot more about Leon Lacy. They have no idea the talent that this man has. And, I mean, he used to be with Ty Trippett. They used to run arm in arm together for a number of years, you know, back in the day. But Ty blew up, and we're just waiting for Leon to get on that same page.
And let me tell you something. Leon has an appointed time, and just to know that God has allowed me to connect with him to maybe be a part of the blooming of his ministry.
Yes.
In an area that is so needed. And I'm telling you, he brings such an element to gospel that we need, because sometimes we get so used to hearing a certain sound in gospel.
Right.
And to be able to hear an orchestra give gospel the way that it needs to be heard. And I'm telling you, through the mind and talent of a person like Leon Lacy Jr., let me tell you something, we are in for it. So I'm looking forward to it, man. We were on the phone yesterday and today and just kind of discussing some stuff about what we're going to do on the 11th and 12th. And I'm telling you, anybody that comes is going to be so happy that they did.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we're definitely going to have people coming on out December 11th and the 12th. Jazz at Lincoln Center in the Rose Room. Is that correct?
I believe it's going to be the Allen Room.
It's going to be in the Allen Room. Oh, excellent. Even better.
Isn't that great? Love the backdrop.
I love that backdrop. Overlooking Central Park. That's beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Well, Kim, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And you're going to be calling in regularly until you know, those dates come across. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We have Brother Kevin Moore. See, we're on Facebook here on Gospel Jazzations, and we have a lot of listeners all around the world tuning in. So I have people sending me messages right away here. Brother Kevin Moore, who's out there in the Bay Area, fantastic saxophonist. He told me to tell you hello.
Indeed. I know Kevin. Yeah. Hello, Kevin.
You don't know how funny Kevin is. Kevin is a hilarious comedian. Trust me.
Keep you laughing, huh?
Yeah, always, always. You need to tune into the show or listen to some of the archives. The boy is just funny, you know. Just, but it's good to be funny. It's good to have fun as Christians. It's good to have a good time, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you'll find musicians, we always have a great sense of humor. It's that creative genius that God has given us.
Exactly.
So I'm looking forward to digging up some archives and listening to Kevin be himself.
he says he needs you to sing one note on his next project. Just one note.
That's my guy. Tell him it's long overdue. Long overdue.
That's true. And of course, you just finished listening to Bernard Bell, fantastic bass guitarist. He wanted to give you a shout out, so he says hello.
Indeed. Shout out to him as well. Indeed.
You need to be working with that boy right there.
I need to work with him, huh? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you come in, when you're in the New York City area, you need to come into the studio live, all right?
Okay, I will. I'll absolutely make sure of it.
And we are enjoying your latest project, Kim Burrell, No Ways Tired.
Thank you. You know, we got 3 Grammy nods on it and a few Stellar Awards nominations, and so we're going to the Stellar Awards to perform and to see if they're going to give me one of those trophies in January. So
they need to give you a couple of them bad boys, man.
Oh, honey, thank you so much. I had fun with this one. You know, Chris Davis is a very accomplished jazz musician, and of course, you know, he helped me on this No Ways Tired album. He's incredible. He just finished doing an album with Phil Perry and Melba Moore.
Yes,
duet album, man. It's going to be great. That guy is so talented, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable, absolutely. We have another, let's see, this brother's name is Guy Regeer. He says you have a fan page, but do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know what? I think the only one that's out there is as personal as it gets. Man, and let me tell you, it is hard to keep up with all that Intel. You know, that computer life is a world by itself.
It certainly is, Kim. I mean, it could really take your time away. You know, you're supposed to be doing laundry or getting dinner on the table, something like that, and here you are 5 hours later still messing around on Facebook.
Do you hear me? So do you see? I have to find a way to get some very trustworthy people to assist me with the page I have. So let whoever that is know that that I have, give IZ.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Well, Kim, we're looking forward to calling back next week or the week after because we're going to be in contact until December rolls around, and it's just a few weeks away. Man, next week is already Thanksgiving. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. This year has really gone like that, actually.
Too quickly.
Yeah, man.
All right, girl. I'm going to let you go.
All right.
And I'll be in contact with you. I'll give you a call later in the week, okay?
I'll be looking forward to it, honey. Thanks so much.
All right, babe. You're welcome. You take care now.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Kim Burrell right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU, 89.1 FM. You know how I do. Tone in the house. Thanks, Bernard Bell, for calling through, and Kim Burrell as well. That's right, we're going to catch her here in the New York City area, December 3rd through the 5th at the Boogie Down Bronx at Greater Faith Church with Reverend Michelle White. And that's that woman right there can play some organ, y'all. I'm telling you. And then, of course, December 11th and the 12th at Jazz at Lincoln Center at the Allen Room. Log on to Jazz at Lincoln Center or just LincolnCenter.org for more information. And we'll be talking more about that in the weeks to come. Thank you so much, girl. Kim Burrell in the house on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM, 2:20 in the morning. Give me a call at 201-692-2012. And Kim promises to come through here live to the studios of Gospel Jazzations while she's here in the New York City area. So we'll be taking calls for that. So stay tuned. 201-692-2012 is the number. In the meantime, here's music now coming to you from, who do I have set up? This is, of course, Kim Burrell. Who else? Happy right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Where you're heading. when you're feeling low.
Use your head.
Even when you're feeling sad.
Use your head.
Even when you're feeling down.
Use your head.
Remember to use.
Use your head.
Use my happy, happy, happy.
Use your head.
Ooh.
Use your head.
You ought to let go.
Come on, St. Louis, put your hands together. Come on. Here we go.
Yeah. depletes our strength, and our hearts can hold no more weight. When the source of our hope is not sure anymore, nothing left to do or to say. He allows things to run their course. Have no fear, God's in control. For He has the very last say so. He will perform.
Yeah, WFDU 89.1 FM, 2:40 in the morning. This is Gospel Jazzations, streaming live at WFDU.fm. And, of course, Gospel Jazzations TV for those of you tuning in and watching Charles up against the wall right about now. 201-692-2012. We just heard music coming to you from none other than Sister Kim Rutherford, Last Say So. Before that, Greg Haynes, Happy Guitar himself, giving you the song Melodies from Heaven. Double play by Sister Kim Burrell, Victory, and of course, Happy. And just wanted to say hello to Brother Leon, who called in. Thanks, Leon, for tuning in. Well, send me a message. Thanks, Leon, for tuning in to Gospel Jazzations this morning. Appreciate that. And of course, Brother Bernard Bell. Thanks, my man. Thanks for the messages. I'll tell Kim you said hello. I'm giving her a call later in the week. We're going to try to hook up when she does come through here in just a few weeks. She'll be here first week of December, December 3rd through the 5th at the Greater Faith Church in the Bronx with Reverend Michelle White. And then December 11th and 12th at Lincoln Center. That's Jazz at Lincoln Center for the Gospel Christmas concert featuring none other than Leon Lacy and his orchestra. Leon Lacy, fantastic, extraordinary musician and songwriter, and that's happening in the Allen Room with the lovely backdrop overlooking 59th Street and Central Park. So you want to stay tuned to Gospel Jazzations for more information on that. 2:42 in the morning. I want to give a shout out to Sister Doris Hamrick, who called in a little while ago. Thanks, Doris, appreciate you so much. Also to Sister Regina Tisdale, tuning in to Gospel Jazzations this morning for a little bit. My main man, Reginald Girard, is tuning in, and I wanted to say happy birthday to his wife, Olivia. Today's her birthday. How you doing, Liv? Thank y'all so much. I just want to shout out there and throw this out there. This is their website. Check this out. giftaidservices.co.uk. That's giftaidservices.co.uk. Fantastic charity management website for those churches looking to get your funds from those charities that may have been lost, and they guarantee 20 to 25%, I believe that is. So check them out. That's giftaidservices.co.uk. Thank you all so much. Thank you, London. Thank you, England. Thank you, Global Light Revival Church, located at 290 West Green Road in Tottenham, England. Thank you so much for having me, Prophet Eric Isaiah. Prophet Kenny, that boy's on fire right there. Prophet Isaac Anto, he was the worship leader, and of course, he officiated the wedding for Prophet Eric and Sister Bonnie. I guess they're back from the honeymoon, huh, Reg? Let me know, man. But shout out to the whole church family there. Gospel Audix, Muiwa, it was good to see you and hear you, man. That's a fantastic vocalist there. Huge, huge artist out there in the UK. Hope to get back there again real soon in the future. But thank y'all so much, Global Light. Also, shout out to Brother Della Jackson. Shout out to Brother George, Sister Eugenia, Brother Quadro Durchy. Thank you so much, man. He wanted to make me a friend on Facebook right away when I was out there in England. So shout out to you, my man. That boy dresses real nice. I found out his secret about his clothes. He comes up here to the States to try to find out his derbies and his clothes and his suits over there in Harlem. I'll hook you up, man. Charles, you right in the camera, brother. That's Charles Davis walking by there, y'all. Yeah, standing right in front of the camera. But anyway, shout out to Global Light once again. Thank y'all so much. And also to the Prince Regent Hotel manager, George over there, and Steve, thanks for holding it down for me. And I met Susan while I was there too. Some great people over there at Prince Regent. And Reggie Reg, man, thank you so much for the support. And his son Denzel, who's on drums, fantastic, fantastic individual. Started off supposedly playing piano, but now he's playing drums and doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing, Denzel. All right, my man. Prophet Kenny, I want to give you a shout out. They're going to be playing this back there at the church at Global Light. Reggie Reg is going to be hooking that up. Tell you, Reginald really took good care of me out there. It's like my bodyguard. I had security, Kevin, while I was out there in England. But there's some good people over there, and I'm looking forward to going back there. Came on back just in time to do an event over in New York City for the Emblem Health the New York City Family Caregiver Coalition. Thank you, Lily and Castro, for having me. And shout out to co-chair Reverend Greg Johnson and James O'Neill. All right. And they were honoring a bunch of people over there. Dr. Mary S. Middleham and Anna Olivieria. Hopefully I got that right. But shout out to the New York City Family Caregiver Coalition. Wanted to give them a quick shout out. Check them out at emblemhealth.org. Also headed out over to South Hackensack at Mount Olive Baptist Church for Sister Cynthia Fisher. Had a fantastic gospel concert featuring none other than Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Sorry, I couldn't stay for so long. Had to head up to Nyack for Brother Rod Smith's event to celebrate birthday for his mom there. And I ran into saxophonist James White. It's good to see him. Man, it is a small world. So shout out to Brother Rod. Then jump on a flight to Bermuda early in the morning for Tony Robinson in concert. Tony Robinson in concert at First Church. Man, did she do her thing. Fantastic, Tony. I knew you had skills, girl. But no, she's an anointed woman of God there, and it was good to see her. And good to see everybody there at First Church North Shore with Bishop Vernon Lamb. Bishop Vernon Lamb is the pastor of that fantastic edifice there. And it was good to see Sister Sophia Dyer. Wanted to surprise her, but she surprised me. She surprised me. And Brother Ron Smith, Pastor Ron Smith, it was good to see you from First Church Engle Street. Man, I'm looking forward to coming back there. And I brought some surprises back for Don Corey and JP. So since they're not here, I guess I'll have to take it all for myself. They're supposed to be here. But JP's a little tired, Sister Winnie. And of course, Don Corey as well. But they did their thing. I appreciate them holding it down for the past 2 weeks. Appreciate that so much. 201-692-2012 is the number. Cheryl Pepsi Rowley's tuning in to Gospel Jazz Visions a little bit. How you doing, Cheryl? Also, Daniel Dean, Brother Duke Guillaume, Eugene, Gene Williams tuning in for a little bit. Sister Jasmine Miller, Judith Carassi out there in Canada tuning in for a little bit. Sister Karen Hutchins, the wife of course, Pastor Norman Hutchins. Karen, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods again real soon, so shout out to you. Always a pleasure speaking with you. Kayla Perry, Keita Bruce is tuning in for a little bit. Of course, Kevin Moore, and I'm sure he'll be calling in momentarily. Saxophonist extraordinaire Philip Young doing his thing as well. Stephen Grice, Trace Evans out there in Jersey City as well as tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. Also want to acknowledge Evelyn Light Pentecostal Church out there in Pembroke, East Bermuda. Pastor Harold Lamb, thank you for having me on Sunday morning for your morning worship service. And of course, worship leader Sister Cora Bean and First Lady Sister Marilyn Lamb. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate that. Bermuda, you know I love y'all. All right. Gonna keep the music going. Here's music coming to you from, of course, yours truly, Tony Smith and the You Know How We Do crew. By way of Charles Davis, he called out this playlist right here. From the latest CD, Rewind, Let's Do It Again, this is Jesus Christ is the Way, featuring Ron Brown on soprano sax, yours truly on alto and tenor sax, and of course, Sarita Thompson, trumpet extraordinaire on the end. And we're going to follow it up with the music from the original, right, Brother Charles? Walter Hawkins and family, Jesus Christ is the Way. Give me a call at 201-692-2012. That's 201-692-2012. Or hit me up on the email address, which is Tony@TonySmith.com. Oh, yeah, Brother Sterling Sample. Thanks, man. Just got your text message. It was good to see him last Thursday. He came through to play for us our WFDU staff meeting on Thursday night. Did your thing, Brother Sterling. And I have some Kirk Whalen for you as well. I'll get that on for your partner. All right. And also, shout out to Deidre Williams. Thanks for that information. I'm passing it on to JP as well. So I'll be in touch with you later on in the week. Guy Vergara, thanks for tuning in. Sister Dana Smart, thanks for tuning in as well. We're going to be doing the Why Didn't Jesus Get Married play once again, taking place in December. I believe that's going to be on December 20th, but I'll have more information for you that momentarily. Here is yours truly, Tony Smith, and the You Know How We Do crew. Jesus Christ is the Way, and we're going to follow it up with music coming to you from the original. Brother Walter Hawkins and family. This is Gospel Jazz Stations at 2:50 in the morning. WFDU, 89.1 FM.